everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio. We're glad you're here. You keep showing up. It's amazing. We're happy that all y'all have decided to join up with us to make a more equal, more fair world, one that we can relax in, that we don't have to worship the boss or any Donald Trump type figures. And we can have a little bit more self-determination around here, a little bit of relief from markets and capitalism and all the awful things that government entails. This is our safe little corner to talk about what we really think is going on. This is a street fight. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quimby. We've been doing it now for 6 years in Columbus, Ohio, on WCRS, the best community radio station that there is. And, you know, we are venturing out into live shows, which we've kept happening every single month since October of last year. On April 20th this year, 420, we're doing a live show at Trees, and we will be smoking trees beforehand. I'll get you the info on that, but I definitely plan on having a gang of joints to share before we head up there to Trees on Chambers Road, 877 Chambers in Columbus, Ohio. We're doing a live show. We're also going to have on stage with us Matt Chrisman, a.k.a. Kush Bomb, from the Chapo Trap House podcast. So please get involved with that, with getting those tickets. Go to store.streetfightradio.com. Come see us live. We really need your support. We really need your laughs and your love. Chicago and Pittsburgh and D.C. really, really built us up. Our egos are huge right now. So Columbus, you can't let us down. We need people driving, I think, from other cities at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a tough time with Chapo Trap House there.
I know, sorry.
It's a hard one. It's a hard name.
Sometimes.
You know?
The Chapo Trap House.
That's why Will only says, hey, it's Chapo. Yeah. He ain't going to fall into that saying the whole name and messing it up and looking like a fool like when he said Zine on his show.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I wonder if he would say Jinko.
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 They didn't have Jinko in New York, did they?
It's shortened for Jinko.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say that.
No, it's Jankos.
Jankos. Did they have those in New York? Like, did people in New York wear Jankos? I doubt.
They're in New York though, aren't they? Now
their store. I mean, the headquarters, but that does, like, there's nobody walking around Brooklyn with Jankos on, unless it's ironic and they're like, oh, I look like one of those idiots.
Yeah, I'm walking all over in my pants until they rip.
I liked them. I can't, like, they felt like they had so much heft. That might be why I have to wear boots and raw denim all the time now, because I'm used to having like 30 pounds of denim.
Yeah, you need like an 18 ounce denim or something.
Yeah.
Something hefty. I think I really liked, for me, I liked the way that Jankos messed with your silhouette. Like, just to have gigantic fucking legs with gigantic feet is, yeah, is really much better than having some tight ass pants on, you know.
I also like the way they messed with adults when, yes, I was a teenager. That was my top favorite thing about them.
Right. And they had way better cartoon characters on them. No other jeans at the time had good cartoon characters on them.
Yep. Adult men would walk around with cartoon, like the cartoon kangaroo coming out of their pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at doing that myself.
Yeah, Brett wants to.
I've seen. Yeah, I have taken a look. Apparently, Jinko is looking to add a kids line to their current offerings.
It's smart.
And I want to get a gig. I want to get a photo shoot with me and my daughter wearing the freshest Jinko jeans.
Yeah, it's smart, though, to do. It's smart to release a kids line so you can hook another generation.
Yes.
You know, they're right on the precipice. They're on the cusp of pants getting bigger. It's going, yeah, to happen.
People have to revolt. Everybody flips. Well, all of a sudden, there was earbuds. Now there's gigantic earphones. Then everybody's going to be back to earbuds. You have to keep rebelling against what's happened, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so like skinny jeans or tighter jeans aren't always going to be
joggers
in style.
Joggers are already old.
Yeah, like some cool person's going to go on stage dressed like Jeff Hardy or fucking Jonathan Davis from Korn, and everybody's going to be like, oh, man, I forgot how good that looks.
Yeah, isn't it great how they have their legs looks the leg of their pant is gigantic.
Yeah.
Unfathomable.
Yeah, if you guys
and could the pockets
just...
are so huge. Like they're even better now. They're way better because you could put an iPad in those pockets now. It's way easier to carry something around than some kangaroos now.
I mean, people are carrying I saw a guy at Five Guys the other day on his phone and it looked like almost the size of an iPad. Like people's phones are getting out of hand with those sizes.
7-inch screen. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I travel a lot. I watch movies on it.
They have TVs in the hotel rooms. What, do you sleep in your car?
Yeah, the phones are getting big.
Yeah, yeah, huge. Them phones is getting big.
Them
so
phones are big now.
I want to go to a Johnstown, Ohio story.
Oh, I love that space.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, just outside. I mean, it's really, you couldn't call it rural, I don't think. There are farms there.
Yeah.
There are lots of farms there. But
it was.
Yeah, it's very close to the city, though.
It's the closest rural area to the city.
Yeah, which attracts a certain type of
someone addicted to the life, the consumer life. They still want to be able to go to the mall and get some shit, right?
Yeah.
They want to be about 36 minutes away from the mall.
They want to be able to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah,
at least once a week. Go to the movies. They don't want going to the movies to be like a major outing.
They're not going to go to a little church on the hill and watch like watch Teen Wolf on a Saturday night. They want like the blockbusters.
Yeah, the thing that's good about places like that, at least in my experience, is that you or I or any of us city people are also very welcome to go out there and drive our cars as fast as we want to.
Yeah, Johnstown's a place where you could also take fireworks and go light them off and you wouldn't get bugged by the cops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it got developed. I mean, Abercrombie put their warehouse out there and they put Hollister out there and then all of a sudden it kind of got a little bit developed.
Yeah.
In some areas.
I'm not going to give any of the description of this person.
Okay.
Because it's a police. I'm reading the Johnstown Police Department's Facebook page.
Got it.
Right? 4/2/2017 at around 3:20 p.m., an individual wearing a gray hoodie was seen driving a black sports motorcycle somewhere. I'm not going to say where. The individual made a turn and onto another road and headed north at a high rate of speed. He was going 100 miles an hour and he outran the cops. And now they're posting online, if you know anything about this dude, could you let us? They're so burned up.
He's a legend,
up.
Dude.
They're so burned.
He's a legend. He's a legend. Yeah, now they're trying to get people that just drove fast away from him?
Yeah, it said the individual was traveling more than 100 miles per hour.
This is the bullshit about them, is they want everything protected. Like, they aren't just willing to the people that try to keep the peace or whatever. They want to guarantee that anyone that gets away will be punished. And it's like, no, you got beat. You're supposed to be the baddest. You're supposed to keep the law and order around here. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't outrun this motorcycle.
You can't catch the motorcycle that's driving over 100 miles into oncoming traffic.
If he dies, then you have to go clean him up. Yeah, that's your job. But like, other than that, like, he got away. You're done. You're done with it. Now you go home and you go to bed and then you go the next day and deal with whatever the shit is for that day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like,
this
I can...
ain't a case. Driving 100 miles an hour is something that the cars go that fast. It's not that absurd. In other places around the world, they drive their cars 100 miles an hour, you know?
And you can't drive your car 100 miles per hour anywhere.
It's a great place to drive it. I mean, it's the straightest roads possible. You're just running right alongside a fruit farm for acres.
What makes it dangerous is the police.
Yeah.
Because they're out there causing trouble. They're trying to catch you when you want to go out there and play Duke Boys out in the country.
Yeah, I mean, if you want
to
do
drive so
donuts,
fast.
Yeah.
We used to drive so fast in Asheville, Ohio, which is on the other side of the city, but just outside of the city. We used to go out there and just pickup truck going 110. It was incredible.
Yeah, like, trying to jump cars and shit.
Yeah, trying to hit a ramp, yeah.
Shooting gravel up on somebody's fucking house.
Yeah, we didn't vandalize anything. That's you.
Driving through people's yards,
you're
right?
You're so into vandalism.
I love driving through people's yards, man. That was my favorite thing to do with my car.
You are so, no gods, no masters. You're like, You would have been a rioting anarchist if you would have been 15 or 16. You would definitely be a black bloc. You would have been busting windows. Robbed.
Yeah, we talked about that. I did feel like my radical youth was taken away by a lot of confusing politics and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, like Brett said, Johnstown Police, this is not a case.
No.
They
beat you. You're just... Just keep it hushed. Don't say nothing.
Yeah, why are you telling everybody about it? It makes you look bad. Everybody knows all you got to do is go 100 miles an hour and you get away from them.
Right. It's really weird that they would just publicly announce how bad they are at catching people that break the law.
And, like, somebody would have to turn them in that they know. Who would turn in a badass dude going 100 miles an hour on a motorcycle? Like, this dude was driving a motorcycle, right? And the police pulled him over, and he was in his mind. He was like, all right, me and you and most people would be like, I'm going to pull over. Hopefully I'll be able to talk my way out of this thing. You know, he did not do that. He took another option, which was see if I can outrun these guys. And I think I can. And if I can, that's it.
Yeah. Was there no plate on it?
No plane?
Plate.
No plate. They couldn't get it. They couldn't see the plate, I guess, because they couldn't chase him. He drove onto the other side of the road and took off at 100. You can't chase a guy like that. But wow. Now they're but it's like he made the decision, like, I think I can outrun these guys. And that's a part of your job, cop.
Liberty. We call that liberty.
Yeah.
That's called getting to do whatever. Yeah, that's freedom. That's sovereignty. That's sweet right there.
And even saying, like, that he was dangerous. Nobody got hurt in the end. So, I mean, you didn't catch them. Nobody got hurt. But these are just such bored cops.
Yeah, they have nothing else to do. They have a lot of hurt pride.
I love that. He's as free as an eagle, this guy. Yeah. Like, he's the most free.
Fuck off. I'm trying to ride my motorcycle. Stop.
He knows he can do it now, too. He knows that any time. He could go out very and confident. Taunt him. Take the stupid tag off of it. Well, they ain't going to catch you.
Well, actually, this is, I'm going to do this all from memory, which means it's all bad. But Almighty Prismo, our good buddy Steve, he shared a story today about someone that stole a $4,500 ring from Macy's. They just said, hey, I want to look at that ring. You know, I'm thinking about buying that ring. And they just ran out the door.
That's the best way to steal.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about it in the shoplifting show on the Make Black Friday Red show.
That you can watch if you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah. The code's there for free. Totally. A lady at Kmart said, let me see that jewelry, and then ran out the door and dove into the back of a car and they drove away.
Yeah.
And this guy pulled the similar thing. It's been 2 months and they can't find him.
And they're just obsessed. And
nobody gives
a
fuck. Yeah. Nobody's like, whatever.
They got took. Well, first they reported it as being $45,000.
They did.
People are like, no. Like, it would take.
That's not even enough. I mean, what is that? That, like, I mean, that's somebody's salary, you know? That's nothing, you know? Yeah.
It's a good steal. It's a good score, though.
It is nice.
Because you're going to have to sell it for, like, it's a $4,500 one. You're probably going to sell the damn thing for $1,000.
Oh, you probably get 10. You can get 10 out of something that expensive.
No, I'm saying $4,500.
If
it's worth $4,500, they probably stole themselves $1,000. And I'm here to tell you, man.
That's a great come up.
$1,000 would, $1,000 every once in a while would change my life.
That's a breathing room right there. That's all of a sudden you can let your belt loose. You can go out to eat a little extra.
Yeah. I mean, you can go out to eat like once every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I applaud them as well.
You can buy the $1.99 bread instead of the 99-cent bread.
I mean, honestly, what I think is totally unfair is that these people always get they're the only authority. We don't have any chance to, like, have a competing authority or group against them where it's like, hey, you put ink tags all over the clothes. You paid people to put magnetic sensors on all of the cardboard tags. You have sensors that scan me when I come in and out. You have cameras doing all this shit. If I get that ring out the door, it's mine. I beat your system. It's like a fucking board game.
It's like the Wild Wild West, really. Yeah. You know, it's like the Wild West.
Leave me alone. I did it. Like, you said, you have all these precautions and everybody is okay with them, but, like, I beat you. Like, why they always want to, they're just sore losers. All this authority is sore losers whenever we meet them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whenever one of us walks into a bank is like, hand me that money. And they're like, shit, we got to hand them the money. And they're like, they do, and they get it. And then everybody's like, nobody cares if the bank lost the fucking money.
No.
Bankers, I mean, bank robbers used to be heroes in the old folklores of that I used to know about, right?
A woman that
some
I.
Some old Dillinger shit.
When I worked at, I used to work at a restaurant that was next to a bank, and the bank got robbed. This is the same building as the bank, and the bank got robbed. And the teller came into the restaurant afterwards and started talking, and she was like, I didn't give no money. And I'm like, why?
Yeah,
I
mean, you had a chance. You had a perfectly good excuse to give one of us a whole bunch of money.
Somebody, like, it's probably just they need their rent. People don't, I just,
because it's
I
all insured.
Think, yeah, I think those kind of robberies are, I really do think they're one of the, they're done out of desperation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a thrilling crime.
Because, no.
And it's not a big time money heist. You're you know when you leave there you might have $1,000.
Right.
Know?
Right. Yeah, there's very few. There's that guy that did the dirt bike bank robberies. He's a hero. He had the system down. And he did it for fun. He knew how to do it.
Yeah.
They made that movie Place Beyond the Pines about him.
Yeah, that's a real movie?
That's a guy, yeah.
Ooh.
He would walk like a crab. Like when he would go in, he would like bob up and down like and do a crab walk so they wouldn't tell how tall he was. And he would just jump. Like he was really athletic. So he would just like jump onto the counter and jump over.
Yeah.
And just grab the money and get out of there, ride a dirt bike into the woods, load it into the back of like one of those Ford Econoline trucks, and then take that shit out on the road and be gone. And he was super successful at robbing banks. Like, he was methodical.
This Alani crime right here, this ring crime. I'm looking at it now.
Which one?
The ring at Macy's crime. It's just, it's Alani crime. Just a lot. It was just, I need
I'm thinking
this.
About buying for that, for my girl Angel.
My girl, I've been with her for 6 years, and I said I'd marry her if I could get a ring.
How much you say? You say it was 0% financing? For how many months? Damn, for 36 months, that's damn good. Boom! You're fucking running. People don't know what... People freeze up.
Well, yeah, that's... You have a head start.
What? Is he stealing? Sir, you can't... I love it whenever I see people steal like that. Someone's just like, sir, you can't do that. And he's like, I don't think that's stopping him. I don't think that's stopping him.
No. That's not an effective... I mean,
sir,
and that's the thing.
Sir! They raise their voice.
You don't pay me enough to chase anybody for sure.
No, that's how, yeah, absolutely. That's what
and
it
this
was.
Guy was able to get out, get in a car, and leave. Like, once he's out and in the car and gone, and again, another one without a license plate. People
making sense, making sense not to have an ID tag on your fucking car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why sovereign citizens do it. They're like, I don't want anybody be able to identify me.
Well, I guess I mean, the chances of a cop being out are pretty slim. So if you do take you keep your tags on your vehicle, and then you just take them off to pull your heist. I mean,
they drive like a gentleman afterward. Well, I mean, I thought this guy would have run into the woods or something like that to hide, but he had just a solid, like, he was just like, I'm going to run out. I'm going to get
this
in the car and I'm going to take off. And that's like the crime you saw. I like to call it a perfect heist because you're not, I mean, stealing from Macy's isn't like, I mean, Macy's aren't like good guys or anything.
I'm not even impressive clothing or expensive shit. Like $4,000 is. I mean,
that's a good haul.
Yeah, I mean,
especially if you're using it to marry somebody, like a $5,000 diamond ring to my wife back when I was like 21 would have been like handing her.
Well,
even now it would be like handing her a diamond the size of a golf ball is what I would think that would cost.
Here's what you do. Here's
one of them John Cena diamonds.
No. What you do, you take that fucking thing to a pawn shop and get a cubic zirconia and just say it's not a blood diamond, and that's what you give. Because that's worth way more money. Like, I mean, to score that diamond, I'm sure they're just selling it. And it's better to do that than to go to like the FYE and have to steal the brand new DVD box sets. Like, you have to steal all the 4K movies and go and sell them for $10 and $12 a pop. You're stealing like 9, 10 fucking DVDs and Blu-rays and 4K video. You're stealing that shit all day long. It's better to just go one pop. Like, just go for one high, I mean, just a smash and grab. Just literally a grab and run.
Nobody got hurt here either.
No. They took something and left with it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the cost of doing business, too. I mean, you know, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So
they get write-offs for that shit.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not even worth that amount of money anyway.
No.
It's highly inflated.
Yeah. But yeah, the cops always inflate stuff. Like I said, they charged it was $45,000.
I know, they said it was $45,000 ring, which would be impressive. I actually went over to a Christmas party at one of my wife's boss's house, and they had a Rolex watch sitting out, and I, for a moment, contemplating stealing it. I really was like, I'm going to take that. I think that they might not know for a while. I feel like if they're as casual as enough to lay it out in like a guest room, like some sort of accessory, they probably won't fucking notice if it's gone. That's too expensive. That stuff's too expensive.
That's a beautiful story. I think it's a guy that was also probably trying to just get married. He just needs this ring.
Yeah, you do a better job.
He's romantic.
Yeah.
And he needs to get this ring.
Dang, I love my baby way more. They said, he's reading a newspaper, and he's like, well, it says here that the ring should be at least 3 paychecks worth, but I don't think that's enough because I don't make any money at all. He's like me. He's a guy like me. Like, I'm working for free most of the time.
1 month's salary?
Yeah, it's 1 month's salary. 1 month's
salary.
Right.
He's for like, a ring. But I could get it for zero.
Yeah, I mean.
I'd try my luck.
Yeah.
He's just like the motorcycle guy. He wanted the ring. He's deeply in love, which is beautiful. And he stole it from bad guys. He's a Robin Hood, basically.
Yeah, he is. Definitely.
Because they're going to sell that ring in a few years, even if it's for his baby, you know?
Oh, I would have done that. Even the square. Yeah, any partner. Doesn't matter who it is. If you're like, I stole this ring for you, they'd be like, for me? They're going to be really turned on by that.
I mean, I don't think anybody would be I wouldn't probably do this, but I don't think that my wife would be particularly like turned off because it was stolen from Macy's. You know, she'd have been like, it's beautiful. Like, it's a cool story. You know, he stole this from me.
Yeah.
Macy's. He ended up on the news.
It's $4,500. Yeah, for real deal. That's it. That's what a $5,000 diamond ring looks like. For sure. Yeah, we paid nothing for it.
Yeah.
Sweat equity is all we put into this thing.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yes. So a story hit the internet on April Fool's Day, actually, April 1st, about minimum wage, how you could... let's give the headline, okay?
Oh, man, yeah.
It's possible, but difficult. The mark of a real shithead argument is when it says it's possible but difficult to build wealth while earning the minimum wage.
Yeah, this story was sent to us a couple of times on our account, and this made me really fucking pissed. This was one that I think, you know, when we talked about the Mike Rowe stuff before, like, he deals in such, like, nebulous concepts that I'm like, we can't be miserable all the time, you know? But when someone tells you that $7 an hour is something that you can create wealth with, that's just fucking absurd.
Yeah. Or that you even, I mean, if you're not making that much, then creating wealth is, no. I mean, just eat a good meal every now and then. You know what I mean? Like, you're not living any kind of, how much, like, if you're making $7.25 an hour, right?
Yeah, I think, or $7.50, yeah.
And you're trying to build your wealth too. On the other, you're doing some important
some
shit.
Some wealth building.
You know what I mean? Some wealth building, making all the right decisions. What is your life like? What is your daily life like at the ages where you're physically in the prime of your life?
Well, and I don't know. I want to say I'm very concerned about making this sound awful for people that are doing it. I know there are folks that are listening to the show that make this, but like, it's absurd that to think that you'd have anything to spare after getting $7 an hour and for doing anything, you know, 40 hours a week.
Yeah, and here's an infographic. There's an infographic for this.
My favorite in the first solution to building wealth when you make $7 an hour is the most telling.
It says you don't get mansions or private jets. Hold on, let me get to it.
Oh, sorry.
10 steps. One, move to an affordable city. Which
exactly.
Columbus isn't even on this list.
But no, that's their solution. As has been pointed out, everybody that really wants to help the poor seems to say, why don't you go ahead and save up, you know, several thousand dollars and go ahead and move somewhere where it's cheaper to live? Why don't you move where the jobs are at, you know?
Why don't you move to Akron?
Yeah.
I know you like where you live in a city, but, you know, you could also live in Akron.
They have places that you can live for only $500 a month there.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's really insulting, man. I think that, you know, it's not acceptable, and the expectations, because our government is built off of these expectations that everybody be perfect, and if you're not perfect, you get punished, right?
Yes.
So this is like the prescription for what to do if you make $7.50 an hour. And the first thing is somehow find... I mean, I just did it. I've done it several times. I moved from Columbus to Dallas, Dallas to D.C., and D.C. to Columbus. And I'll tell you what, I spent about $2,000 to $3,000 every single time I fucking did it.
Yeah. God, this feels like it can't even be real. I'm like,
I know,
trying to find
it's
out
insulting.
If this is a
it's
joke.
Fucking insulting. And it is like to say to somebody that like does have a job that is paying and they are providing something to us. They are bagging. They are driving a forklift. They're an EMT. They are a nurse. Like, they are so many people that aren't making $15 an hour, and these folks are just supposed to, you know, expect less. You know, how about you lower your standards some?
Move. Hey, you know what? If you want to make minimum wage, that's the way they frame it too.
You have a family, but you know, you can't get too cozy with them. You can't have close relatives or friends. You need to go where the living's the cheapest.
Well, they have common excuses for not moving, and one is I love living here. I like my job, and all my friends and family live here.
Absurd. Fucking absurd. Are you trying to win at this game or not? Are you trying to win at life? Are you trying to maximize your $7 an hour or not?
And it says, but you can't make minimum wage, live in an expensive city, and be wealthy. You can't make it. You can make.
How are people supposed to make Starbucks there? How are these fuckers supposed to get Starbucks? How is the piece of shit that make this infographic supposed to get all of their sandwiches hot and fucking ready if someone isn't making minimum wage?
Yeah, I agree.
It disproves the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Find a place to live that costs less than $600 per month in rent.
That sounds like free rent. That sounds like subsidized rent.
Yeah.
Where is it that much?
I don't know.
I used to have it here. Me and my wife, the first place we had together was $6.95 a month. And we just talk about it endlessly all the time. We're like, remember when it was only $6.95 a month to live here? I mean, that was a decade ago, it seems like. But yeah,
I always think about that. I remember when my apartment was in the 800s, and I'm like, oh, what good.
I do have to say, Columbus is in the... There is some $500 places. If you don't mind the neighborhood you're in, you can get a $500 a month. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, yeah. I mean, that's also another thing where you're like, you're not going now, what quality of life are you going
well
for?
Not to be disrespectful, I mean, but you're in a neighborhood now that's probably a food desert, and you found yourself away from public services. Man, I went to a fucking poor neighborhood to go get my oil changed, and they don't fix the goddamn roads, the curbs, everything's crumbling. There's no government services in neighborhoods where you only have to pay $500 a month. You know what I mean? Like, there's no developments, there's nothing else. It's It's just fucking unacceptable.
It's
unacceptable that people make $7 an hour. It just doesn't work. The type of circumstances that it then puts you into are unacceptable.
Yeah. They also eliminate your commute.
Okay. What can we do?
They say sell your car.
Oh, perfect.
Buy a used bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
And move within biking distance of work.
Yeah. That's great. Great. I work downtown, so it's only like $3,000 for a loft. But now that I'm not paying $1,500 a month for my Land Rover lease, I'll be able to live closer to work, you know?
Cancel your cable.
Well, you know what? Actually, well, let me.
The next thing. Okay, go ahead.
But the bike thing is a really troublesome. A lot of the people that are commuting on bikes do not want to.
No, yeah, that's true. When like, you see them, you're like, oh, that's romantic. And it's like,
no, they don't have a
They're
car.
Riding their son's bike
yeah.
to school, to work.
Right. There are people that are like, I'm giving up, you know, this comfort of transportation. It's because they're the type of infographic maker that has $70,000 a year coming in. And it's like, it is really great. They have an extra 45 minutes in the morning to ride their bike, you know?
Yeah. Well, it just feels like
think about somebody riding a fucking Walmart bicycle shaped object to go wash dishes for $7.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I've known them fucking
people
dudes
do it
before.
Every day, all the time. I see them riding to and from, I see them riding from restaurant to restaurant on bikes downtown. Yeah. I drive people around sometimes.
Yeah. This is, it's okay. So these are great tips. These are, you can't have kids though. Right? I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to get your kids around.
This is a no kids proposition.
Okay.
Cancel your cable. And that's another thing that I think something that they've always said is to cancel your cable or quit going to the movies back when I was younger was something. And again, those to me are nice for, like, if you don't have money to do anything else, you need some kind of luxury items, okay? Mm-hmm. And, like, cable seems like the absolute bottom of the barrel least we can do for somebody. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. I'm absolutely, because you're right, because it's the people that I know that have those jobs, it are spending all of their time at home, because if you fucking leave, it costs you money. To park, it costs money. To get table service, it costs money. Everything is extra, and everything is a transaction. The public transportation is a transaction. And so staying at your house is the best thing to do, and being able to cut on some live TV is a luxury that makes it a lot easier to get by should you not be smart enough to move away from these big cities
If you move away from the big city, you can't ride your bike.
Right. I know. None of this shit works.
So you do live in the big city.
Yes. Yes.
You have to live in the city. They're saying live close to where you work. Only most people, or a lot of people that work service jobs, can't afford to live where they work. So they don't tell you not to eat out ever. Like, you absolutely.
That one's rough. I do live that one. I hate it. It's miserable.
You want to be able to.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate making food more than anything.
Your dream now is that in like 5 years, you'll be able to eat out like a significant amount more.
I would love to all the time.
That's like.
Tonight, we went and got food, and I was like, see, now I have extra time to clean the house. Now, because I'm not like. I'm making something from scratch and then cleaning up the whole fucking kitchen, I can get other things done.
That's like a Ferrari. Being able to eat out like 3 times a week would be like if I owned a Ferrari, Brett.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's nice. It's luxurious.
They do say to get health insurance, which
to
is
to get it?
Yeah.
How? Yeah.
Well,
you can get it on, you can get a discount.
And you can get it at a lot of shitty jobs too.
Yeah.
Shop at the thrift store and mend holes. We agree with that.
Yeah, I think so. That's fine.
We're good with that.
I get all kinds of great shit from the thrift store.
And then because
you're
just,
gonna, I mean, you buy something brand new and you're gonna fuck it up in 3 wears anyways.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
just,
so what's next?
Just the rest of it is like now they're trying to tell you what you can do in your spare time now that you can't watch TV.
Your whole life.
Like it's like rediscover the fact that a lot of the best things in life are free.
Oh yeah, isn't that great? Don't we all love to go and just laying the grass at the park.
These are things that aren't free. Here's the first ones. Have a picnic in a public park.
Costs money.
You got to get the food. You got to get all the stuff together. And then you got to go there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're paying for that. Go I for mean, a- all those cheese, all those fancy cheeses cost extra money.
Yeah. It's not that. Are they talking about the kind of picnic I used to, like, my parents would be like, let's go on a picnic. And it would be like a
bologna sandwich.
And some potato chips.
Yeah.
Give me some. I don't want to take my wife for a bologna sandwich picnic. Yeah. Okay. That's not something that I find romantic.
Yeah. Take, you know, pimento loaf is a great party treat at a park, you know?
Yeah. Going for a bike ride is the next one. And bike
That's
rides.
That's a good one.
Bike rides are really great, and they do take all day, and they're would have a bike if you were biking to work.
But why would you if you're biking to work, you're not going to do it in your leisure time. No. You don't want to. It's the same way that, like, chefs don't want to cook when they get home.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like, people that cook 5 days a week are like, I want microwave food or fast food. I do not want to make the fucking food.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're riding 45 minutes back and forth from work. You're driving that bike an hour and a half a day, and you're like, hey, I got some free time. I think I'm going to go get on the bike again.
Like, you're bored, and you're sitting at home, and that time you would spend, like, watching a movie or a TV show or something like that, why don't you go ride a bike?
Yeah.
Why don't you go out on your bike and get a ride in?
Yeah.
Do yoga outdoors.
That's good.
Learn yoga, though. I mean,
there's a lot of free yoga out there.
Okay, okay.
Go to meetup.com. You can get lots of free yoga.
I might do some free yoga then.
Check it out.
Never tried it.
Free yoga. And it's not, I mean, no one makes fun of you. Like, I've never seen anybody get made fun. No one gets clowned out of a yoga class.
I'll whoop somebody's ass if they made fun of me. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, the free stuff is tough. I mean, DC had a bajillion free things to do.
There's nothing here. Nothing. You're talking about frisbee golf. I'm like, that's sweet. And then it's like, it's a dollar. And it's like,
yeah, it's not bad.
Damn,
it's only three.
That still costs money, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you can put that together. Yeah. $3.
Good with a dollar. I'm fine with the cost. I guess, you know, the best things in life really aren't free.
I talked to somebody who said that the cart fee at some place they went to was $35 to play golf.
Fuck.
That's rich people shit.
Do you have to pay the rest of the golf money, too?
Yeah. You mean you have to pay for the round?
How much is golf? Fee. Is golf pretty expensive?
Yeah, yeah. You can spend a decent amount of money to go golf.
Yeah.
I mean, or you can. I mean, some places are cheaper, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, I do know that regular golf is expensive as hell. Frisbee golf, not at all.
No. Well, they can't make frisbee golf expensive because it's the people that do it don't really have the cash.
No, they would, the whole sport would collapse.
Yeah, we're frisbee golfing this summer. If you want,
I'm making it happen.
If you want to froth with the street fight boys, I'm gonna become a frisbee golfer this summer. So maybe if you're in Columbus, you might get to top, what do they say, toss some discs?
Yeah, I guess so. I never said that.
I actually just made that up, but if it becomes part of the culture, I'd like, of course, yeah. I'd like credit for it. I make a living at this, okay?
Okay. We're going to get Toss Some Disc t-shirts made and all the royalties will go to you.
Yeah. God, that article, that infographic pissed me off.
It's ridiculous, man. It's like, there's no extra money in those situations. I mean, what about when, like...
Listen to this. I know this sounds like such a fucking crazy concept, and when they talk about building wealth, Brett, they're talking about like $600 a year, not like you're technically you have wealth, okay? Like, you have $600 extra dollars after the first year, but it just, the quality of life just seems, I don't know, free stuff, the best things in life are not necessarily free under capitalism.
Well, but there is, like, I mean, there is a point where you have, once you make $60,000 a year, then you're like, oh, I think I could ride a bike back and forth to work.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not working two minimum wage jobs to get 40 hours a week. There's not a lot of time to be fussing around with, like, romantic transportation.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to get there.
Yeah.
As fast as and as cheaply as possible. And in all of those places where he said it's really cheap to live, they don't have good public transportation. No. You need a fucking car.
Why it's very cheap to live there.
This is somebody that has zero clue. They have no idea what they're saying. I mean, this is just filler. This is just somebody that's filling something. They're ripping their boss off.
A real fucking turkey wrote that thing.
Yeah. I just can't believe you're not advocating for more just seems ridiculous at this point. I don't know why we aren't, you know, I mean, someone like this needs to have a whole bunch of shame heaped upon them.
Talking about building wealth to me is just, like, I can't even see myself being in a world where I'm going to build any wealth. I don't think it's possible for me. And I think people younger than me see even less of a chance that they're going to be building wealth. It almost isn't even a, it's not a value. It's not even a value I have. It's not something I give a shit about, I guess.
Yeah. Which is, but I mean, the thing about it is that as you get older, you do, you don't, you're not as wasteful with your money and your income goes up and it gets you to this point where you kind of feel like things were all a meritocracy. I feel like,
yeah,
because for me, if I wasn't doing the show, I could be a stay-at-home dad. That's like the perfect little Stepford husband. And I think that it would be perfectly reasonable for us to say that, like, you know, if you have to achieve on your own all these, this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's very simple to do that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in like, in it, in like, there is for a lot of folks, like, do have excess money, you know, and it just, you know, you keep your salary goes up over the years and it lulls you into this idea, you know, that it's for some reason that someone should only get paid $7 an hour for doing something. And
yeah.
There's just a disconnect.
Or that they just, I think the thing that gets me is like, are they trying to say, like, this is enough, you don't have to ask for more? Because, you know, minimum wage is also looked at, like, as almost a punishment for people to want to get out. It's like, these jobs are for people to want to not do.
Right, right. I mean, that's the weird thing is that this prescription that they have for building wealth while you're in it kind of goes against the entire system of saying that this is supposed to be so grueling and so much of a punishment that you don't want to make this anymore. You know, it's like, it doesn't balance out. I don't know where this comes from.
For me, it's the kind of thing, because a lot of times when you get into an argument with somebody about raising the minimum wage, and you're a person like you and I who are like, shit, man, the minimum wage should be like 15, at least $15 an hour.
16 is what 60, we say. Yeah. We are 16. Fight for 16 is our campaign.
Street Fight has the fight for 16. We're very happy to. We should ask
a little bit more than what these people are looking for, I think. We might get Obama on this deal if we just go with 15.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. I mean, me and you are we're the idealists. We're the next level up. So, yeah, $16 an hour minimum wage we're looking at. And the next thing that has to happen to make you. To even try to salvage some of your humanity, if you're against it, then you have to say, like, here's why people don't deserve $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm not going to make that argument. That's not something everybody deserves at least $15 an hour. Everybody deserves the basic necessities of life, I think. And if you live in a society where there's the type of wealth that there is here,
yeah,
then everybody deserves even more of a better quality of life. And you want to make, like, my goal is that everybody's quality of life is improved. Like, that's what the goal is. It's like, don't everybody just gets a better quality of life. And I think that'll all bad people will stop being bad. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I mean, for me, I feel like it's a matter of us no longer funding these, like, inbred blue blood people that pay too much for their schools and set up their elite societies and hoard all the money, have more than one house, more than one car and shit. Like,
take their shit. Yeah. What we need to do.
I don't see the point of having more than one house. Like, I can understand paying a whole bunch of money to rent out a house for a summer vacation for 14 days. Like, I'm totally down with that. But having two mortgages is fucking absurd to me. Having two places to live is absurd.
Brett going after Bernie Sanders there.
Well, anybody. No, because I mean, I've had to have this conversation with my wife because she thinks it's a good idea to have, like, it to aspire to have, like, a summer place to go to. And it's like, We don't need to own something that we're not going to be using for 90% of the time.
A summer place to go to. They're all over the goddamn place. I know. They're called hotels or houses or something.
No, I don't want that. I don't like hotels. They're too sterile and gross and not comfortable. I really am opposed to... I don't think that all the people should suffer. I don't think people that do an essential job, like most every job that makes less than $16 an hour, just so that people like Donald Trump and people like Paris Hilton's and people like...
You just said Paris Hilton, Grandpa.
It counts.
It doesn't count. Hey, listen, Paris Hilton should... We have to do that, too, because as we learned last week, the conservatives think that we worship those people.
I know. You know? Any of it. It's like, I mean, like, I just... And not even that. The ones that aren't listed, Rockefellers, all of that shit, like any of that money thing, like has to go. We have it's hurting everybody. It's not worth it to continue putting people like a George Bush in fucking power.
Yeah, letting them have the biggest house and the easiest life.
Yeah,
letting those guys like every Why don't generation we not do of that? Them.
Yeah. Yeah, we let them have everything. We give up everything because we want somebody to be that ridiculously rich. So we'll go ahead and clean up people's shit for $10 an hour and think that's acceptable. Yeah. You know?
And what they're doing is useless. A lot of these people are they're living this very easy life and they're just, I mean, nothing. There's like a Max Landis walks around and you're just like, oh God, this fucking, this guy doesn't deserve anything.
Right.
So
right, or like a Bill Gates that all of a sudden sells computers and then gets to decide what kind of healthcare Africa gets. Like there's a disconnect for me there. Like the money shouldn't have been that consolidated where he got that much power.
He sold some computers.
Right. He's my dude for computer help for sure. But I don't think he knows very much about healthcare in Africa.
No. No, he's not. He's like all
Clinton's
he is.
In Haiti, like all those people that are interjecting that like they've sucked up all the resources through colonialization and, you know, capitalizing on all that we talk about all the fucking time, man. Same shit.
Yeah, man.
Same shit. Different week.
We got another story from Read, Write, Nap this week, who's becoming, I mean, like number one.
Top.
He's given us two good stories. The last one, and I keep a tally in my head, was the Amazon store that kept malfunctioning.
Oh my God, that's been a huge post on our Facebook.
It's really
like
good 80 news.
80 some people have reacted to that thing.
If you're a person who's like, if they're not going to give us a life, they can't automate all the work.
I mean, all they had to say was 20 people going into the store fucks up the whole algorithm. And I'm like, I got people. Yeah. I got my social media people. I can get 20 people to any place. We can get all the Zagnut bars and free Swedish fucking fish that we want, you know?
Just throwing parties in the Amazon store. And then it gets them to the point where then they have to man the store, which is exactly what happened. Like with the Uber self-driving cars, there has to be a person in there with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, shit. Like,
just let him drive.
I know.
Yeah, that's what, when we went to Pittsburgh, everybody was like, yeah, I mean, the self-driving Uber's here. And when you get in, there's a guy sitting in there. He tells you that he's not going to touch the wheel, but he's there just for safety's sake. And it's like, no, he's driving.
Yeah.
There's a guy driving.
Yeah.
I still got to talk to him.
Yeah, and the car's doing the work or whatever, but he's in the car. Yeah, this is not alone. You didn't automate this job.
Yeah, that's
But they're going to do it. They're going to fucking do it, and they're going to let them do it. I really feel like that. Like right now,
the
there's some pushback.
The store thing's too ambitious. Yeah. I think the vehicles make sense. I listened to This Is How Radio had a really good coverage of truck automation because, you know, There is that halfway point where they will require someone to basically just ride along with the truck, you know?
Yeah.
just to repair it if something breaks. But you know they're going to pay people some fucked up way where they're like, well, if you're not doing any official like maintenance on the truck, that's technically your free time. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I figured that's going to be the contract.
You're just a robot's friend. You're just a robot sidekick. They're turning us into the robot sidekicks. That's how they destroyed us. They didn't fly in with bombs or anything. They were just like, hey, we still need you.
Hey, this guy can pick up boxes all day long without complaining or asking for FMLA. If you could just get on your phone and operate him for us, we would really appreciate it. We'll pay you $7.25 an hour. You can create wealth with that kind of wage.
Yeah, you're not going to pull your back out, I promise. You're just going to sit in a chair and play with a robot all day. Automation. Well, here's the the read-write and app story, which is beautiful, is or not beautiful. This is a scary one. He's scaring us this week.
Okay, this is a scare. Frightening.
All right. So Ben Liberton, I scrolled all the way down the story like a jerk. I had it all ready to go, Brett, and I scrolled all the way down the story like a jerk. What could pass for a dystopian vision of the workplace is almost routine at the Swedish startup hub Epicenter. The company offers to implant its workers and startup members with microchips the size of grains of rice that function as swipe cards to open doors, operate printers, or buy smoothies with the wave of a hand.
Mark of the Beast.
I am not doing that. Now, I know that's the Mark of the Beast. Well, I'm a little less paranoid than Brett. I don't know that. Well, I mean, Satan is going to do it. And that's how they'll get us to do anything, too. It's like through work. Easy. They'll be like, hey, you know, it sucks, but at the company now, we got to shoot you up with a microchip to get in and out the doors. Like, well, I always hated key cards myself.
Lanyards, man.
Yeah.
You forget your lanyard or your card. Like, this way we won't have to write you up for forgetting your lanyard anymore. You know? Now we don't. We did fingerprinting at, when I worked at Discover Card, they did fingerprinting on the doors. For and that what? Was a pretty big deal.
Did they think you were going to? Oh, but they wanted your fingerprints, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's to get what in
they're
now.
Thinking. I mean, it's the thing is, when I worked at the cable company, we had key cards. And when I worked at the call center, we had them.
Yeah.
And the managers would just, they knew you was using those key cards and when you were using those key cards.
Yeah, yeah. Every time.
And like,
they're tracking you.
They let you know that. It's like their story where they scare you at the beginning of every job. We can see you shoplift. We have cameras everywhere. It's the same thing. Like,
no, well, this is under your skin, though.
I don't like this. No. Yeah.
This is too far. And people are okay with this?
I mean, in Sweden, but all these stories that come out are always like Sweden. They're like, in Sweden, you know, they're like all the people just giving their liberty away. Like, it's what it looks what like mean? To Americans. It's
like, really?
Just, yeah. Well, just people being like, no, I don't care. Yeah, the government listens to us. You know, they make sure that we're saying the right things or whatever. The government listens. That's how they report on it a lot of times. Now I sound like I'm wrong. Like, it feels wrong, but in my mind,
I don't have that opinion of that.
In my mind, every time I see a story about like an overreach,
they're like,
it's some, but I only follow.
They're cool with it.
No,
they're the ones that like provide heroin and a cot to people.
Yeah, they're just okay with it. They're just less worried about, like, we're supposed to think you're afraid of the government at all times, and you and I do a good job of always being afraid of the government.
No, right. No, they're more children of the corn. They are more like,
sorry, Sweden.
Yeah, that's what they are though. They're like the blonde haired, blue eyed Aryans that all believe in like cooperation, and they do like the most. They also do a really racist version of, like, socialism, basically.
Yeah, a really racist version of socialism. Yeah.
Right, right, so but it's, like, ideal like as them. Fuck. Yeah, and they're like, they won't send people to jail for more than 21 years and shit. And you're like, I'm down with that, too.
Yeah, but then other times, it's just like, oh, they'll take a microchip, too, though.
Yeah, then they'll put a microchip in.
But we'll do that
you.
Here. We're
watching all of your activities at work, so that we're optimized.
Yeah. They love getting their stuff optimized in Europe.
Yeah, they like minimalistic shit. Yeah, I mean, can they just do like a phone app to track you, like what you're doing at
no,
work?
No, could they just not track you? It's fine. You're not a criminal. You're working for these people.
Yeah, they need to know too much.
They do. They want it. They
to
want
access to do a printer? Like, they've been doing printers since like 1986. I think Alf has some printer jokes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't printers have been around for a long time. Why do you have to have a fucking diode under your skin now for it?
Street Fight Industries will only ever be, you'll only be able to get in by key. Because
keys are
the best, most secure thing to me. I like have this key for my car that's like a switchblade key.
Oh,
you know what I'm
you
talking about?
You got that $65 key.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
One.
That's what
they
I think about.
They
got
to program it and shit.
That's why I think about all the time. I hate it. I hate this key.
And yeah, it's a liability.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm not going to, I mean, we've already, so here's, we've already given our bosses our pee. Some people give them their blood or some of their hair, right? And, you know, we let them pay a $7.25 an hour.
And, well, not there, man. They get like that IKEA wages.
But I'm saying
like $18.25. They got the McDonald's people making $16 an hour and shit, don't they?
Making $16 an hour and getting health care and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying like we're usually we act like we're this big liberty country where it's like I would never let the government do anything to me, but we'll let our job just do anything. And I don't think Sweden's any different from America. Like if you would have told me when I was younger and I was trying to get a job at a call center to make $10 an hour, which was more than what I was making at the time, then I would have let them shoot me up with something. Just please give me that $10 an hour.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We do have a different outlook on it. There was a pretty good point made. I was listening to the Medicare for All episode of Delete Your Account, and they were talking about how people will be irate that if we did Medicare for All, there might be a tax increase, but they wouldn't ever complain about paying $300 a month and then paying $45 to go to the doctor and then paying $24 for the prescription. Like that to them feels like freedom. Like that to them feels like they're making their own decision, even though, you know, instead of just paying, you know, instead of doing like a single payer thing that we would all chip in on, they would rather get like nickel and dime to fucking death.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's by a company.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, at least it's the company doing it to me.
Yeah.
Give me that chip, baby. Get me. Cause people have,
it's like the Amazon Go thing too, is like where you initially were like, this sounds fucking tight that they're doing this. Like, I like it too. It seems like really good, but we don't ever use robots for any good. I'm a futurist in a way where I feel like the robots should be doing the work for us and we should be making the money off of them. Like, we should be pimping the shit out of robots.
Well, right,
They have no soul. Like, we don't have to feel bad about pimping robots and making them do work and shit. But, like, we're replacing people's livelihoods, and it's like, that ain't right.
We're doing it so we can cut people out.
Yeah, we're doing
what we're doing.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, we're the reason that automation is happening is because they got to get rid. They got to cut costs, which
right.
is humans, other people that you right. have to pay to live.
Someone that needs to pay less than $600 a month to pay for rent, according to the best practices.
Goddamn,
wealth building
robots.
At minimum wage. Yeah, fucking. I saw a Brickland robot, and I was like, God damn it, that's so fucking neat, but. When you say that only cost you like $100,000, and I think that's like a couple years salary, I can see why you would rather go with the robot than a fucking person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I'm with you, man.
I'm
scared now that they're going to start doing live perform. Like they're going to perfect the Chuck E. Cheese robots to just do what we do, and they can just program them.
I'm sure that if they downloaded the Dirtbag Left Twitter and have it get spit out by a robot, it would do pretty good. Hortz eBooks was a fucking genius for years.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bots that have made it big.
That you love, what a good person.
I love bots. I fucking love some bots.
I only follow bots.
And so, yeah, I mean, who knows where we could end up with, where we could end up. It's just despicable. Like, I don't know. I like the idea of people not doing work, but I don't like the people not getting money.
Yeah, everybody gets the money, man. If a robot, once we give the robots all the jobs, everybody gets the money. That's what we're setting up here. And don't, like I said,
maybe
the
we
implants.
Set up a team type thing.
The implants in this story are also a choice. Like, you can get a regular gimmick. You know what I mean? But everybody there is like, you know, you don't do the
chip. Pretty much easier.
You know what I mean?
I don't even have to choose the settings on the Keurig anymore. It just knows.
Yeah, I don't like that. I just don't. I'd get a chip of my phone. Like, I saw somebody with like a thing on his arm one time.
It was
a phone on his wrist, and he was just on it. I'd do that.
I've seen that.
I would love that. I break my phone all the time.
Well, I've seen, I mean, with dogs and cats, they put chips in them, and you can just scan and you get all their info. But HIPAA, some of the like regulations for like human healthcare prevent that from happening. And I kind of dig that idea.
Everybody would get it.
Get an RFID. If we
had single payer, I guess that would be a good thing, you know?
Yeah. Just chip me.
Yeah, but a lot of people got to be cagey about it. Well, when there was pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, it's for like, sure.
I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, you didn't want to get flagged with a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough go.
Fucking health insurance. Fuck.
I'm going to have to say I'm a hard pass on the implants.
Hard pass.
We're not in like the Ghost in the Shell shit yet.
We'll
like,
get them. Megan, we will get them before we die, Brett.
Would you do, well, how like, about this? Hey, let's get, well, we got some extra, we got extra time. Would you download yourself into a robot to like be immortal, like on a computer server?
I don't know, man. Probably not. I don't know, though.
You get to think like you'd be stuck thinking with yourself the way that you are now, but there's no end to it. You know what I mean?
I can't even answer that.
We could be get downloaded into computers at some point. Maybe. They're working on it.
Like Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know. Whatever
like
I say.
We'd be like Chuck E. Cheese robots and we would go and entertain people forever.
Yeah.
So we could have like Kiss for the rest of our lives. We could download Kiss into, instead of having to like do cover bands.
Yeah.
We'll just download Kiss into a bunch of robots and we'll have Kiss. I know that's a bad band for some of you listeners, but I mean, people love Kiss.
Dude. I got a good movie recommendation. It's called The Congress. It came out in like 2015 and it's about this actress. Jennifer Jason Leigh from the Princess Bride movie?
Probably.
And so in it, basically, Hollywood has gotten to the point where they can buy your likeness and they will scan you and all of your acting and they can create new movies based upon all of the information they have from your previous work.
Yeah.
And so you're like, you're just like, you just then become this like digital piece of information at that point. Yeah.
That's going to happen to me, so I never make a living doing this. Hollywood's going to be able to synthesize me and then just cut me the fuck out. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to turn you into a piece of code.
Yeah.
Like this guy tweets on regularly.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork. It's easy. We just load up all of his tweets. We got the next hit buddy comedy on Fox. Animated.
We could have our bands forever. Forever and ever and ever. You could go to concerts and see Bruce Springsteen.
No.
That wouldn't work like that?
No, holographic Tupac did not work.
I mean, yeah, because it's stupid looking. It doesn't. It looks ridiculous. It looks like, you know what holographic Tupac looks like? That dancing baby.
Yeah. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. That baby.
It's this, and people were very impressed with that baby in the 90s. I was very.
I got that in my email, I was like, what is this? What's this little baby doing? Okay, I didn't know I was going to get email like this. I like this AOL free trial I'm getting.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, this baby gets it.
I want more.
I love this. I'll sign up. I remember soon they'll be able to replace actors. I remember I would read stories like that. Like, you know how they got that baby?
That's that movie, yeah.
They can't.
No,
they're
they
still
can't.
Not there. See, still
that's
not there.
That's how I feel too. That's what I wonder is like, in a way where like Descartes was completely wrong in that the world is like a clock or like completely mechanical. I don't think you can. I don't think you can get rid. You can't fully replicate like the brain,
the stupidity.
The imperfections. Yeah,
I love the imperfections.
The randomness. Like computers are just so reliable; they just react how you want them to. But you really need something that will be spontaneous and make like wrong decisions. You don't have the sin.
You don't have a wild spirit.
The fragility of like humanity.
Yeah.
I don't see how they could download my consciousness into a computer. I feel like it would get it all wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see.
I don't know what else they're going to do. Get us to Mars.
Yeah. Garth Brooks is never going to die now.
Maybe.
because they can just download his consciousness into.
No, he's
Garth
too
Brooks
controlling
robot.
About his rights, man.
Yeah.
You try to get his shit on Apple Music, it's some son of a bitch doing a cover version.
I know. You would think we would just make 80 clones of Garth, like 50 clones of Garth
yeah,
Brooks, and
every
just
night.
Put one in every state
every
state, night.
Every
and
night.
And you could just go see him.
That's a guarantee. That's a good guarantee. Every night of the week, you can see a Garth Brooks in your state.
Yeah.
That's the kind of bold leadership that we need.
That's what Silicon
with technology.
Valley needs.
They're using this technology shit to keep track of when we fucking go piss at work. They're tracking, you know, how long our lunch breaks were. They're trying to figure out if we lied about smoking on our job application so they can legally fire us, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But they can't figure out how to get the top 20 album sellers of all
yeah,
time.
In one room.
And just make them and have them do a robot show. And then when they're like, oh, you can't do that, that's my likeness, you'll be like, too
get
bad.
Get out of here.
Too
we're
bad
doing
it's
fun
done.
Shit.
This is, you can see Aerosmith on the same night that you see the Beatles. Ugh, that would be my hell. Like that's something like rich people would
animatronic
only have
to. Beatles and animatronic Beatles.
That's something rich people would get. Would be the only, like, you can go to a resort. You can go to a resort and you can watch all the greatest musicians. We've cloned them and put them in real human bodies, and you can hang out with them. And it's like
that's like the old cello thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like those classic bands get them all together, but just kind of do a light show for it,
and then like have them play a show.
Listen to the CD, like the most high quality CD that you can.
Yeah, and then march into the ocean, like have them play a show, and then march the audience into the ocean.
Well, that's your opinion on how they should handle it.
Yeah.
There's fun. New burgeoning technology that we can. We can eliminate all the Rolling Stones fans right now and just be done with it.
Hey, come on, man. You know, I mean, I'm not like a generational warfare kind of guy, but man, if we could erase that stuff, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, if we could erase all that classic rock in the whole society with like some kind of a pulse of
like
electricity or
Men
something.
Men in Black type thing.
I would do that right now. I would like, if you're a scientist that's developing something like that, like a one of those electromagnetic pulse systems that just erases the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame completely and everything, all those bits just boom, and we have to start
reset.
Over again.
Hard reset.
I would do that.
No more copyright laws on that shit too.
No, yeah, we're starting over, man. Music's gonna be different now.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can sing any damn song they want and put it out there, and we'll judge if it's good within the marketplace.
Right.
You know, if you like, it's accessible to anybody. There's a public database of all the songs.
I'm with you. I want to see people's own Captain America movies.
God, that is a dream, right?
Those
African movies,
shit.
Those movies out of like Africa, well, they'll be like Point Break number 28, and it's like it's a crappy movie or whatever, but they make good. I mean, they're corny and people like them.
Yeah, own interpretation. I agree. I do like that. I like that's a good part of following all the Japanese wrestling and all of the like reading manga and anime and all those things is that they don't really give a shit about American stuff. Like, they have to worry about their own place.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw the cover of a professional wrestling video game from Japan that had a guy named, like, he looked exactly like Hulk Hogan, but he had a different name.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, fuck it.
Yeah, no one's over there filing lawsuits.
No, that's great, though, man, because people file lawsuits like crazy.
Too much lawsuits.
Here. Yeah.
Too much intellectual property lawsuits.
I hate intellectual property.
I'm against it
so
in every
much.
Possible way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But some of it, in my opinion, isn't that intellectual anyway.
No, not at all. No. Freedom. Give us the freedom we need.
Yeah.
Open real freedom.
It all up.
Not this bullshit court system freedom. The real freedom.
Open source art. Is what we're saying now. Just
let me make. I'm gonna make a goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog bong, and you can't say anything about what I do with his likeness. Sega Entertainment.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, and you can't. You'd be like, it's Sonic the hemp hog.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That was a good
shirt. Get off my back. I always wanted that one. I would love to get one.
That was
maybe I'll look for one this summer. I got to go to the beach.
We made the Lonnie Tunes shirt, right? We're not going to do another nostalgia shirt.
We
but
could.
Like a Big Johnson t-shirt
or
a Sonic the Hedgehog t-shirt is something I'd be interested in.
I really like the Sonic the Hedgehog idea right now.
All right, man. Well, that is... That's
or like a
tonight.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo type thing.
Yeah, a Sonic the Hedgehog or Bart Simpson smoking a joint.
Yes,
I always Bart to, hey, chill out, man. Like, yeah. That's cool as
shit. Don't
have
a cow, man. Smoke this fucking joint. Exactly, Bart.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
One of my heroes.
Missed that motherfucker. I should have had somebody draw Sonic the Hedgehog in the drug
zine. Yeah, that makes sense now. We'll get around to it. We'll do an all weed zine. We'll get Sonic the Hedgehog in there. Thank you for tuning into the show and listening. If you want to support what we do, go to patreon.com. Patreon. It's like Patron, the tequila, but with an E in there. Patreon.com/Street Fight Radio. You can sign up for $5 a month. You get access to all of our live videos. For $10 a month, you can get either a copy of our zine or 25 grams of Kratom every single month. Or for $13 a month, you can get all of our videos, the zine, and some Kratom. That's how we keep this thing going. That's the whole scam, the beginning and ending of it. Once a month, and we've kept to it. I mean, we want to do it. I mean, we love it. We love doing live shows, but every single month we have live shows. We did DC. We did Chicago in March. In April, if you sign up to be a supporter, you're going to get access to that Pittsburgh show with Chapo Trap House. That's coming out soon. So if you want to get the next edition of the zine and all of that, please do. And if you want to give Kratom a try, it's pretty amazing. It's not bullshit. It's just as good as weed. I honestly put Kratom on the same level as weed. It's a plant that will definitely make you feel different, and you might get something good out of it. Most people that I know do. If you want to know more about it, go to bit.ly, bit.ly. Y'all know that shortening service. bit.ly/SF Kratom Guide. That stands for Street Fight Kratom Guide. SF Kratom Guide. That will explain a little bit about the plant and what you can get. And when you're ready to buy some, consider heading over to our link, bit.ly/ Shit, what is that? What is our
SF link? Kratom?
SF Kratom, is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's a Kratom Guide in SF Kratom.
Oh, no, that's not it. I don't know that one.
Damn it.
You fucked it up. You should have even brought it up.
I should have looked it up.
That's the issue.
I want people to buy with that link, though, but I don't do the work.
bit.ly/SF Kratom if you want to buy it.
That is one to buy it.
You want to buy some Kratom?
Yeah. I think ours, the Kratom Guide is actually just /Kratom Guide. I think I didn't put the SF. SF Kratom and then /Kratom Guide. One of the two. Please consider. Otherwise, just reach us on social media. We're at StreetFightWCRS on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. So find us there if you want more info or have questions about Kratom. We'll be there. I'm on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram as well. My name on there is Brett Payne, BRETTPAIN. Brian is on Twitter. His name is at Murder Brian, MURDERBRYAN. Thank you for tuning in. Keep supporting what we do. I promise at the end of this thing, we're going to burn down America and create a socialist flat earth utopia. So just stick to it, because we're on the way to greatness. We'll see you later this week. We're Street Fight. Peace.